This podcast is a Majestic Giraffe production. For more information and more content, visit majesticgiraffe.com.
But I was going into Toshi Station to pick up some power converters.
Droids are clean, the vaporizers are patched, and the speeders fuel. It's time to pick up some blue milk and power converters. You're listening to Toshi Station Radio, brought to you by the Majestic Giraffe Network. Now here are your hosts for the Snarkiest Podcast in Star Wars and Geek Culture, Brian and Nancy.
Outskirts of Anchorhead and on the shores of the Great Chott Flats, you're listening to Toshi Station Radio, the bright center in the universe for all things Star Wars and geek culture. I'm your host, Brian, and with me, as always, is my co-host and wife, Nancy.
Hi!
On today's episode, we're talking about our schedules for DragonCon, what you can look forward to, and where to find us. We're about to get started, so sit back, grab some power converters, and enjoy the show. Before we get too much further, we've got Bria here with us today.
Hey, guys!
Hi, Bria! Hey, Bria.
It's been a while, sorry.
Been a long road getting from
no
here to here.
Stop
no okay. No
sorry.
At least you didn't start singing It's Been a While.
Okay, and before I break into song again, a note from our sponsors. Toshi Station Radio is brought to you in part by audible.com. listeners to this podcast can get a free audiobook by signing up for a free trial. Click the link on Toshi-Station.net for more details.
And we're also brought to you in part by Her Universe. Flaunt your world with Star Wars, Star Trek, Marvel, Transformers, Doctor Who, and other fandom-inspired wardrobe and jewelry. Click the link on our blog to purchase awesome geek gear and keep the lights running on the podcast.
Ooh, quick mini review of the two dresses you bought from
awesome. I got the Darth Vader dress and the Avengers dress. The Avengers dress is really comfortable. It's nice and stretchy. I'm short, so the skirt goes almost past my knees, so I can wear it to work, and it's great. The blazer. And the Star Wars dress, the Darth Vader dress, might be my favorite piece of Her Universe clothing. I'm not sure. It's either that or the vintage dress. It's just really super comfortable. It has a lot of stretch. The material is really nice. And I was kind of hesitant about buying it because it was $60, and that's a lot of money for a dress, but it's worth it.
Did you get the gray Avengers dress or the one that's like, it looks like it was a skirt with the black?
Yeah, I got the black one. The one with all the symbols on the skirt. It's really nice. Cute. I wore it with a black blazer, and it was cute. No one knew. The Darth Vader dress is a little harder to conceal, but I still got away with it at work. Thankfully, we're not that strict at work.
Yay for geeky workwear.
I know. It's so exciting. You have no idea.
Well, what do you say we dive into what's new on the blog? Nancy, what have we been up to since we recorded last 2 weeks ago?
Priya's been reviewing things, as per usual. She reviewed Darth Maul, Son of Dathomir, #3, and The Serpent's Head by friend of the show, Brian Young. And Son of Dathomir was the last part of that arc, wasn't it, Priya?
Yeah, it was #4, actually, but last one.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Quick... yes or no, would you recommend people buy it?
It's enjoyable. I think you'll get more out of it if you are a Darth Maul fan and or really enjoyed all the Dathomir stuff in the Clone Wars.
Okay, cool. And we also started a new column called So You Want to Go to Disney World? And we have two installments up so far, Space Mountain and Mission Space.
So give us a rundown of what this new column is.
We are basically covering Disney World, but from a geeky perspective. So highlighting different attractions that might appeal to the geek fan and all of us, or just highlighting different parts of the park or, you know, shows, whatever, that might have geek appeal.
And we are going to hit up some other Orlando area attractions, like, well, there's some stuff, obviously, at Universal, and yes, there's some neat, just geeky spots to hang out at, like the all-new Cloak and Blaster restaurant and bar.
Yes, we haven't been there yet, but, and also Kennedy Space Center, which I recommend everyone go to. So, we'll be covering more stuff. If you have a suggestion, feel free to send it to us or tweet us an attraction. I said we should do Star Tours, but Brian said it's too obvious. So we'll probably save that one for the inevitable Star Wars weekend's mega post.
And yeah, that's what's been new on the blog. It's been a little quiet. We're sorry.
We are preparing for Dragon Con.
We are preparing for Dragon Con. Hooray!
Yay!
Which we'll talk about later. On Fixer's Flash, the geeky things we've been up to. And what are we starting with?
The same thing we've been doing for the past several weeks.
Trying to take over the world?
Yes.
Okay.
Watching Friends. Brian, what do you think of Friends? Since you're the one who hasn't seen it before.
I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
You don't seem like you are.
I am.
We're watching season 4 right now. And for those of you who don't know or don't remember, season 4 is a season in which they go to London. So that's my favorite. Well, season 4 and 5 are kind of my favorites. So, yay.
And I also started reading A New Dawn, and Nancy will be reading it as soon as I get the electronic version on your Kindle.
Did they come out yet?
Yes, I just got approval for that one this morning.
Yay! Cause,
read faster!
Yeah, because otherwise I'd have to wait for you to finish.
Yeah, so I'll get that taken care of tonight and put on your Kindle.
Sweet! Maybe I can finish it before Dragon Con. Probably not.
What can I say about the first 50 or so pages that isn't a spoiler? It does a really good job linking two completely different eras in within the span of 5 pages.
Huh.
So you have that to look forward to.
Yay.
What else can be said? There's diversity brought in early on.
Very, very early. I'm very happy with that. And it starts like every Star Wars book should.
The Star Destroyer?
I'm not going to say that's a spoiler, so yeah, sure. With the Star Destroyer.
Bria, have you read John Jackson Miller's serial book?
Overdraft?
Yeah, Overdraft.
No.
You should.
I think it was... Wasn't it just on Kindle, or did they expand it out?
I think it was just on Kindle. I'm not sure if they've expanded it yet, but because if you like John Jackson Miller, it's really, really good.
Good to know.
Just FYI, and for everyone else listening, not just Bria. If you haven't read Overdraft, you should, because it's really good. And apparently there's going to be a sequel, I think.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So Overdraft by John Jackson Miller. Go get it. Pick that up after you read A New Dawn, which releases September 2nd. Oh. September 2nd, yes. And Bria, what have you been up to?
Reading and reviewing.
All
so I spent my entire weekend. Yeah. Let's see. Obviously, I read and reviewed Serpent's Head. Reviewed 2 comic books, including the last issue of Legacy, which that will go up on the blog next Wednesday. Please no one laugh at my sobbing. And then I have read all of A New Dawn, so I will try and contain my spoilery thoughts, except that Canon and Hera are perfect and perfect characters, and I ship them a little bit.
A little bit? That's not what Tumblr says.
I didn't want to ship anything. And then you had the machine and the ghost, and then you had the first 150 pages and just everything. It's just, I didn't mean to go down this path.
You're going down a path we can't follow.
Oh no, you're gonna follow.
I know. I already shipped them the first week of Star Wars. It wasn't like super like, but it was like, Yeah, that's a thing I'm going
to
like.
Yep, I see where this is going. It's going to lead to certain doom for us.
I just looked at their faces in that one short, and I was like, oh. Oh, no.
But I think we talked about it when we after we went to Star Wars Weekends that I kind of hope that they don't really focus much on their relationship, that it's kind of always it like
presented as is
or just like it it's alluded to and like insinuated, but like you don't actually see them kiss, you know, kissing or whatever, because that's I think it's more exciting that way, because then it's like, ah, okay. Like they're touching hands.
Oh no, they better. Oh no, 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 they better kiss.
That's what the that's what the final season is for. Yes, they'll scald her all the way up to there.
Exactly. That's what I was just gonna say. It's like X Files when the stupid bumblebee. I still.
but they've known each other, and this is not a spoiler because they've already said that this is like how they meet. The A New Dawn is how they meet. So it's been years that they've known each other. I don't want to wait.
Well, no, I'm not saying that they can't be together. I just kind of like it being as like just kind of like that's the way it is, you know, and not to have it be like,
will they, won't they?
Yeah, or... yeah.
Yes, that's, there we go.
Yeah, just like and kind of like where they're not like, oh, Kanan's trying to protect Hera, blah blah blah, because that's stupid.
See, that's hilarious though, because if you read the book, you will see that is absolutely not happening.
I know, because I mean I haven't read it, but I can just tell from what I've seen is that she would be like, no way.
Well, not even that. I mean, you saw my tweet with my little song that Canon probably wrote, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she walks on water. So, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a Luke song about Mara, pretty much.
See, I was going to say, it kind of makes me think of Han and Leia, in a way.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Except is Kanan less whiny?
Korin and Mirak. I think it pretty much reminds me of everyone that I like, every couple that I like.
Capable ladies.
So, yay, new books.
Hooray!
Yes.
And speaking of the shorts... should move on into the news.
Yes, Teak's Dirt
News. We don't have a lot of news.
Teak's Dirt News from around fandom. Two new Rebel shorts, The Machine and the Ghost and Art Attack. Both of these were shown at Star Wars Weekends, but they're on the web now.
Yeah, I don't know if they're the whole clips that they showed at Star Wars Weekends or just part of them, but The Machine and the Ghost is focusing on Kanan and Hera and Chopper. And it's very cool. A lot of action and space battle dogfighting, if that's your thing. An Art Attack was the Sabine centric one where she's fighting the stormtroopers. So I'm imagining they're going to be releasing one of these every week. So leading up to the show. And speaking of leading up to the show, we finally have a premiere date.
Was that so hard? Was that so hard?
No, it really wasn't. Rebels will be premiering on October 3rd on the Disney Channel with a one-hour movie, which is titled Spark of Rebellion. And then the regular series will begin October 13th on Disney XD. So basically it's, you know, a one-hour movie to premiere the show. And then that's a Friday night. And then the show will regularly be on Monday nights at 9 o'clock. So... set your DVRs, folks.
Get excited.
Woo-hoo. Woo! And also, we just today, there was a blurb discovered for the new Ventress Voss book, which we still don't have a title for, but that's okay. We'll call it the V&V book. so it's very short, but it's basically when the Jedi decide to target Count Dooku, Darth Tyrannus himself, they turn to his ex-apprentice, Asajj Ventress, for help in getting close to the slippery Sith Lord. But when unexpected sparks fly between Ventress and Quinlan Voss, the unorthodox Jedi sent to work with her, the mission becomes a web of betrayal, alliances, secrets, and dark plotting that might just be the undoing of both Jedi and Sith, and everything in between. Bum bum bum!
I'm so excited for Asajj Ventress. Still not excited about Quinlan Vos.
Well, this blurb actually kind of got me disappointed because this is the kind of story I would love to read with her and Obi-Wan. Because they are just fantastic together.
We could have had it all.
Just imagine the sass.
It'll be fun with Voss.
Just imagine the sass, though.
I know it'll be fun with Voss, but it would have been so much more fun
with
Obi-Wan.
Those are my favorite episodes of the Clone Wars was when she was with Obi-Wan. So, and not because I ship them, but I kind of do, but not in the romantic way. I just like to push them together and see them snark at each other.
Do you like the sparks?
Yes, I guess. But not
romantic. Sorry, no, it was a horrible joke. I'm sorry.
Romantic sparks. So yes. I like we said last week, Brian and I don't really know anything about Quinlan Vos because we haven't been exposed to him. But hopefully this will be a good book. I think it's the kind of thing Christy Golden could do very well. I know a lot of people don't like her writing, but the one Warcraft book of hers I wrote was really good with like the personal relationship. So hopefully it'll work well. I hope it's less like romance-y sparks and more just like tension stuff.
Personality clashes.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, I just hope they don't have it be romance because, I mean, I've got nothing against romance most of the time, obviously, given my, previous word vomit about certain Clone Wars or Rebels characters, but I just think it would be, I'm not sure how I would feel about the one female writer we have in this, being the one who writes the book with the big, with the romance in it. It was just,
And considering she already was, party to the whole Sith Jedi relationship and Fate of the Jedi, it's kind of like, please don't make this be her thing. So yeah, that's about it for the news.
It was a quiet couple of weeks. Yeah. There was just not a whole lot to go off of.
Yeah. And, we don't really have anything. You need to get the soundboard fixed, Brian.
The soundboard is fixed. I just don't have an adapter to plug it in while we're using Skype.
Lame.
I know.
Well, pretend I'm saying we ain't found shit.
Which means it's time for Big's bullshit.
So there is really a lot. There was a crap load of rumors that came out and I don't want to give them much attention because they're just rumors and everyone forgets that. And it's like, oh, this is mainstream reporting. Like, this is what's going to happen. And we don't know. But I did want to mention the rumor, the whole rumors going around about Luke being captive, just to say that I think they're dumb.
Okay, let's dive into this because the news was really light this week. Here is discussion topic A. Why is Luke being captive for 30 years dumb?
Because he's Luke fucking Skywalker. Come on. First, the 30 years is stupid. And anyone who thinks that Luke is going to be captive for 30 years, that's going to make the EU, the new EU, really boring. Because then you don't have any new Jedi. You can't have Luke in the EU. And unless you want to write about him being captive, which I've read in fanfic before, and it's not fun. So, also, the fact that Luke turned himself over to Vader and survived. So I kind of have a... Do you need me to stop
talking? No, we're good. Sorry.
Okay.
Just playing with Skype over here.
So the fact that Luke turned himself over to Vader and survived kind of makes me roll my eyes at him, anyone else being able to capture him. And I've even seen like the 10-year rumors that he's been captive for 10 years, which I'm sorry, isn't much better. It's not better at all.
So someone just posted a link in the chat, the Star Wars Episode 7 rumor generator. We're going to have to come back to this in a moment.
Yes. Oh, can we create a rumor?
Right. What I think is really stupid about Luke being in captivity pretty much from the end of Return of the Jedi to Episode 7 is that really limits things you can do in that era when eventually you get your books and your television shows and your tie-in films there.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Why would you put that limitation on?
Well, there? And the whole point is, like, the whole point of them wiping the slate clean was that there was so much EU that it was just overwhelming and they wanted to start fresh. Why would you start fresh with Luke being captive? The most important character to establishing the new Jedi Order. Let's throw him in a fridge for 30 years, because that's a smart idea. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't agree. Like, the whole 10 years idea doesn't make it any better. If he is captive, this is how I want it to happen. I want it to be him doing the Loki and the Joker, where he lets himself get captive in order to pull out a plan. Only this time, unlike Return of the Jedi, his plan actually goes according to plan, and he can kick ass and rescue himself. And that is all I will accept.
Nancy has spoken.
I have spoken.
Have there been any...
Shall it be?
Ooh, I have a rumor to report.
Oh, do you?
Yes. Star Wars. The Phantom Boba Fett. Unnamed sources tell us that Star Wars Episode 7 will focus on a Padawan learner, played by Daisy Ridley, who must learn the ways of the Force at the hands of an aging Luke Skywalker. Lupita Nyong'o and Oscar Isaac will play the children of Han Solo and Princess Leia. And
I would watch that!
And our intel tells us that together they will go up against a fearsome Sith Lord, played by Gwendolyn Christie, along with a menacing motion capture alien, played by Andy Serkis. Lastly, though we were sworn to secrecy, we can now say with a high degree of confidence that the sequel will be called Star Wars Episode 7, The Phantom Boba Fett.
Is it sad that I really like that synopsis?
Yes, it is sad. Oh. Well,
are we all going to play?
Yeah.
Are we all going to play?
Yes.
Sorry.
But
let me just comment in that.
Oh boy.
So there is a Episode 7 panel at Dragon Con. And, you know, there's people volunteer to be panelists on it. And someone said that they, you know, think they should bow out of the panel because they've been on set several times. And because of all of the rumors flying around, you know, lately, you know, Lucasfilm was kind of getting kind of cagey, and he says, you know, it's best he just kind of doesn't do it. And I'm like, that's the reaction I think most people who've actually been privy to information would have, and not, let's go to a fan site or a movie site and spread rumors.
Yeah.
So that's why I have a problem believing a lot of stuff. Brian.
I've got one.
You're up.
Unnamed sources tell us that Star Wars Episode 7 will focus on a Padawan learner played by John Boyega who must learn the ways of the Force at
Wait, is this the same thing?
Luke Skywalker.
No, it's the same. They just changed the name. The who's who.
Oh.
Adam Driver and Lupita Nyong'o will play the children of Han Solo and Princess Leia, and our intel tells us that together they will go up against a fearsome Sith Lord played by Max von Sydow, along with a menacing motion capture alien played by Andy Serkis. Lastly, though we were sworn to secrecy, we can now say with a high degree of confidence that the sequel will be called Star Wars Episode 7, Luke Strikes Back.
I would watch that movie.
Oh, boy.
Hello.
All right, I've got one.
Oh, dear.
Unnamed sources tell us that Star Wars Episode 7 will focus on a Padawan learner played by Max von Sydow, who learned the ways of the Force at the hands of an aging Luke Skywalker. Daisy Ridley and Domhnall Gleeson will play the children of Han Solo and Princess Leia, which, yes, Daisy, please do. And our intel tells us that together they will go up against a fearsome Sith Lord, played by Gwendolyn Christie, along with a menacing motion capture alien, played by Andy Serkis.
Poor Andy Serkis has nothing else to do.
We can now say with a high degree of confidence that the sequel will be called Star Wars Episode 7, Return of IG-88.
Nice.
Oh, IG-88.
Hi, Mara.
I like that more than any of the crap rumors we've gotten out there.
Wait a minute. I just hit generate again.
Uh-huh.
It's told me that we can now say with a high degree of certainty, with confidence, that the sequel will be called Star Wars Episode 7, Alderaan Strikes Back.
Yes!
Make it so.
Make it so. I approve wholeheartedly of that setup. And
I need it.
I must have this. I must have it.
That's too much fun.
Sorry about that, chat. We had to close down the live stream for a second so I could reduce the quality slightly so we can get enough bandwidth to manage both Skype and the live stream.
What's happening?
Don't worry. It's all good. We're fine. We're all fine here. How are you?
I don't know.
Boring conversation anyway.
Okay. Well, I guess that brings us to this week's discussion topic, unless there are any more crazy rumors we want to talk about.
No, we can go on to the discussions topic because I'm going to be ranting about Luke being a hermit on several of those panels.
Oh, boy.
I need to make a shirt, but I can't because it's too late.
No, it's not.
I don't know how I would do it. Like, Luke in a, like, Obi-Wan's hut with a big X, like a no symbol over it.
Oh, okay. Maybe you had some of it Photoshop.
Yeah. No, just say no to Hermit Luke.
Just say no.
Or I can just participate in my silent protest by wearing a Mara Jade shirt to the Luke Skywalker panel.
You should totally do that.
I am. I should actually wear the Mara shirt to the Episode 7 panel.
Also a good idea. But yeah, that brings us to Cammy's concerns and our discussion topic of the week, which is Dragon Con. That is where we're going to be at next week.
Woo!
Yay!
Con of the Dragons.
Yay!
Should we describe Dragon Con for those people who don't know, even though I think we've talked about it enough? But still.
I think we should, and I think the longest attending here should describe Dragon Con. So take it away, Bria.
Oh, it's me?
Well,
oh, okay.
Wait. When was the first time you attended Dragon
Con? First year I went to college, so 2008.
Okay. It was 2000. I think I went in 2007, but I think Bria's been going more years. Oh, okay. Dragon Con is awesome. Dragon Con is a sci-fi, fantasy, comics, gaming, filking, LARPing, everything convention in downtown Atlanta during Labor Day weekend, held every year. It started in one or two hotels, and now it's in five, plus the America's Mart. Nerds take over the weekend. Dragon Con is unlike many conventions because it is run by fans for fans. It does not have official presences of any sort of, you know, film production companies or Lucasfilm or anything like that. It's just fans on panels and celebrities chatting with fans. What makes Dragon Con really unique is that there's, I don't even know how many fan tracks there are there. I want to say like over 40 fan tracks from every subject you can think of, from alternate history to Stargate to Whedonverse to Kaleidoscope, which is a kids track, to Star Wars, Star Trek, pretty much everything, even like skepticism and science and space. So there is pretty much something for everyone at Dragon Con. Is that a good description?
I think so. That will do. We should probably also mention that Dragon Con might have the most active nightlife of any of the major cons out there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure San Diego Comic Con is pretty active considering just how big it is. But because Dragon Con is at the hotels, pretty much everyone just goes into the hotel lobbies at night and is in costume or watches people in costume, or they have lots of parties that different tracks sponsor, and then they have concerts from all sorts of nerdy bands and musical artists like Voltaire and Crookshadows and all those people that come every year. So You can
sacrifice your lip.
Yeah.
And you'll be good.
Yes. So yeah, I think I first went to Dragon Con in 2007, and then I went again in 2008. And then I didn't go again until 2011, and then I've been going every year since then. So this will be my 6th Dragon Con. Wow.
And this will be my 4th.
Wow, your 4th?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, you're not a baby anymore.
I know we're
things- I remember when you were a baby, and you almost followed me into the women's restroom.
Because I had my head buried in my phone, and...
Well, because I basically said, you know, just follow me everywhere, because I kind of knew where things were, because I'd been there before, and so I was like, all right, just follow me. And so he literally did. And then I had to stop and go, no, you go that way.
Yeah. So I finally know where things are there. And I will up until they change everything, which they're bound to do, because I've just figured things out.
Yes. And Bria, what about you?
See, I've been going since 2008, and thanks to a miracle, I managed to make it last year, so this will be my 6th year, I think.
Woo!
So,
yay.
I had no idea what I was getting into when I went my first year, because a friend basically kidnapped me on the Friday. We drove down, I went Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and that was my very first convention. I do not recommend doing it like that.
Wow. No, Bria, this will be your 7th year, if you started in 2008.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Oh, wow. It is.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
And you haven't needed a liver transplant yet.
Somehow. I think I stole one from Hydra. 8, 9, 10, 11. Oh, my God.
And we should note that we met Bria at Dragon Con.
Yes. At a Bucky Barnes wake.
This is true.
And Bria was in costume.
Yeah, I'd known you. I've known you going back years, but that was the first time we'd met in person.
Yeah. I don't think I knew you, Bria, before then. So that's possible.
I sort of dropped off the face of the internet planet for a little while after I graduated high school.
Yeah. But yeah, see, Dragon Con, bringing people together since 2011. Right before then, probably.
Oh, yeah, it would have been 2011, because the next year is when you conned me into writing for Tashi Station.
Yeah,
I didn't really con you. I just gave you an opportunity. It's like, you know, if you wanted to write about that, I could just give you some writing privileges over at this blog I'm running.
No. It wasn't even that. I said, Brian, I have a review of Mercy Kill that my current editor won't publish for like 5 days. And you said, awesome. Here, have a login.
And if you want to know how easy it is to write for Tashi Station.
Hey, we have standards.
We do?
You have to be cool. You can't be a dick.
Hey, I was the last person you brought on.
That's right. You were.
Mm-hmm.
So we are on panels because last year Brian made me be on some panels.
I didn't make you. You didn't have to.
You presented me with an opportunity, is that it?
Yes, I presented you with an opportunity to share your knowledge and passion on panels.
I think it was actually Brandy. Gabe presented me the opportunity.
Yes. I just heavily encouraged you to take it.
And see, this is the difference between last year and this year, is that last year I was freaking out and trying to prepare stuff, and this year I'm kind of like, whatever, it'll work out. So yes, we're on lots of panels.
And if you are going to Dragon Con, you should check out these panels because we've got some very cool stuff to give away that we'll post on the blog and on Twitter tomorrow.
Yes. I think all of us are on the single ladies panel, which is, I think, Friday at 4 o'clock. and we will be talking about women in Star Wars.
But we never do that.
I know. Kit Fisto, he never comes out.
We never talk about women and minorities in Star Wars, the importance of representation, why dude bros should just get over themselves.
I may have jotted down a list of topics while I was in traffic today.
Okay, we'll need to email that out.
Yes, please.
Something being one of the things being marketing snafus.
2014, the year of marketing blunders.
Uh-huh. Yep. So, yeah, we're on that panel, and we've got some cool people on that panel with us. So, should try to see that. Brian, you and I are also on the episode 7 panel.
I'm kicking around some titles we can give this panel.
It's just a rumor.
It's just a rumor.
That's the one I want to do.
Episode 7, we ain't found shit. Episode 7, J.J. Abrams mystery box. What's in the box? What's in the box?
That all sounds
episode
pretty...
Episode 7, how much can J.J. troll us?
Yeah, that should be a fun panel.
So Brian Young is moderating that panel. We'll be on to tell you all that we don't know anything.
I imagine that he's going to troll me during the panel.
Yes.
Duh.
I'm ready, though.
And you are going to just fire back.
I'm going to say, I am going to bring this bobblehead.
That you can't see, listeners.
It's a Luke Skywalker bobblehead. I'm going to shake the head. Oh my God, he just fell off. I'm going to shake the head furiously at everyone who says mean things about Luke. Yeah, so that's Saturday at 4. And Bria, you were on the Clone Wars and Rebels panel.
I am. I guess it's because I just rewatched Clone Wars and yes. Rebels.
Rebels. That is Friday at 1, I think.
Yeah, it's Friday at 1. I'm going to be so out of it during that panel. / someone probably should shove a bottle of water in my hand and say, drink this.
Do you need me to feed you? Do you need me to make you peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and feed you?
I don't think I'll have time to eat it. That's the problem.
You need to learn.
I have a photo shoot.
Oh, well, eat on the panel. So you don't.
I just might.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich while on a panel. Did you not see the Got Milk commercial?
Yes. What about it?
Who shot Alexander Hamilton?
What about it?
If she doesn't have a glass of milk up there with her, it'll be a disaster.
Shut up, water. It's not like when I feed peanut butter to Mara. Jeez. And
I will figure out a way to eat.
Yeah. And I am on a panel on Monday at 11:30 a.m. right before we leave. About Luke Skywalker.
And depending on who shows up to that, I might volunteer to sit in and moderate that one.
Whatever. No, you're not allowed.
Why am I not allowed?
No.
Why not?
Because you're not allowed. You can't.
Why not?
You can't inject reason into this discussion about Luke.
Brian, I wanted to serve you softballs.
No, Brian Young is on the panel, so I'm sure he'll also troll me during this panel.
Well, if anyone brings up that Luke was whiny, well, you just have to say, well, he wasn't even the whiniest person in the original trilogy.
He wasn't.
That's true. It's okay, Nancy. Brian's on the Rebels panel with me. You think he's not going to mention Barriss Offee like 20 times just to see me like flip out?
Just shove her in the fridge. Yeah. Okay.
We should bring that up during the Woman in Star Wars panel.
Ooh, take a note.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Is that when you guys are just going to sit back and let me rant for like 20 minutes?
Hey, I'm hoping to have a notepad just with some bulleted points on how to get each individual member on that panel to just go off on a rant for 5 minutes.
You can just mention the prequels. Brian Young will go on a tangent.
Most likely.
He's not on that panel, is he?
The what? Which panel? episode
the,
7?
Ladies, all the same ladies.
Oh, no, no. That's right. I'm sorry. I thought you were okay. talking
yes,
about
Yes, I am the only dude on that panel.
Uh-huh. You're a beta male.
I'm okay
As
with that.
As it should be.
I'm okay with that. Let's see. So, yeah, those are the panels we're on. And if you weren't thinking about going
no, we didn't mention the other panels Bria's on.
Oh, right.
Oh, man.
Right, Bria. Yeah. You were on beginning costuming and advanced costuming over at the Star Wars track.
I'm actually going to those. See, Bria?
Yeah. See, here's what I didn't realize. I didn't realize Brian had volunteered me for them up until I went back and reread the email and went, oh, crap.
See, I didn't realize what I'd quite done either until I went back and read and said, oh, costuming panels. I accidentally pluralized
it. Bria would love to do this. And I went, oh, word I can't say because Nancy already used our one use of it.
That's right. We're a PG-13 show.
Darn it.
Oh.
But yes, I will be on the beginning costuming panel on Friday at 7 o'clock. And then because someone decided to volunteer me, I will be on the advanced costuming panel Saturday at 7 o'clock, which I will be making sure that I run into Timothy Zahn at the panel before that while wearing Mara and remind myself that Tim Zahn thinks my Mara costume is cool and no one else can say anything else.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, considering my idea of costuming is buying things from Amazon, I would say you're an advanced costumer.
Next to the founder of the Mandalorian Works?
Yes.
Well, okay, see, there's a difference between beginning costuming, advanced costuming, and doctoral thesis in costuming.
Yeah.
He's in the doctoral thesis area.
Yeah.
I may need a drink before, during, and after that panel.
Hey, It's Dragon Con where it's totally normal to just walk around with a flask.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so that's where we're going to be, and if you're listening to this and you're going to be at DragonCon, you're going to want to come to our panels. Could we say it now since the podcast really doesn't go up onto the feeds till tomorrow when you're going to make that post?
That's okay. Yeah, actually, and this will actually go for a lot of the Star Wars panels this weekend.
True.
Because I'm not going to control the distribution of these to a certain extent. I'm holding some back for my own panels because I'm selfish and
So we're going to have, I'm guessing we'll have a couple extra copies for like the Ladies of Star Wars panel.
Yes, trust me. I'm going to have at least two copies for, I need to work things out with Brandy. But I'm going to try and have 2 to 3 copies for the Ladies in Star Wars panel and a copy each for the costuming panels.
Excellent.
But, yes, I guess I can officially announce now that the box is sitting next to me. We've kind of like sort of partnered with Club Jade, as in we both went to the people. And Del Rey has been kind enough to send us 25 signed copies of the Advanced Readers version of A New Dawn. So this is the one they gave out at San Diego Comic-Con. It has the unedited proof of A New Dawn along with previews for the next 3 books that are coming out. They're signed by John Jackson Miller, and it is a nice big box sitting on my floor. And yes, I am for real.
Yep, 25 Yay. Copies that will be given away at the Star Wars at Dragon Con track room. And we're going to give you guys some incentive to come out and learn with us at the Ladies of Star Wars panel, because we'll have some extra copies there.
Yes. So,
we're going to be giving away more than we normally would at that panel.
Yes. It is a nice big box. And actually, I have to say I'm very impressed with how they look. I mean, it says like advanced copy on it and all, and there's a little note on the back that says something about how it's an uncorrected proof, et cetera, et cetera. But these look very professionally done. I mean, not that I think otherwise, but for anyone who's seen the usual ARCs that we get, They're very much look like a manuscript. This looks like a book you could put on your bookshelf and no one would know any different. Mm-hmm. So
be excited.
And someone who's read the book.
And hey, it's not too late to get yourselves airfare to.
I think it is, Brian. Yeah,
no, it's just, not. Just no, be... it's not.
Bria has apparently been looking for people.
Yes. Also, please remember when I decided to buy my plane tickets for Dragon Con last year.
That's true. You decided, what, 2 weeks in advance?
Yeah.
Oh, no, honey. 5 days.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
So, yeah, if you want to go to Dragon Con, you still got a chance, and there's always people looking for room buddies to get their costs down. So,
yep.
Come to Dragon Con, come to the Star Wars track, see us on panels, and you might just get yourself a signed copy of A New Dawn a couple days before it hits bookshelves.
And thank you again very much to Del Rey for working with us on this. They were wonderful, and both editors and the marketing guy I worked with have been very cooperative and more than happy to send us things, because I asked for like 3 copies and a box 25 showed up on my doorstep.
Wow.
And I'm seeing in the chat internal struggling currently happening.
So what other panels are we interested in?
Panels that we want to go see that we're not on.
Yeah.
And let me pull up my app.
Are we all doing that right now?
Star Wars?
No, it can be anything.
No, anything.
Dun, 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 hooked on a feeling.
Bump,
no one?
Bump,
are you going, is there a Guardians of the Galaxy panel?
James Gunn is going to be there.
Oh,
whoa.
Nice.
The director, along with his brother Sean Gunn, who provided some of the motion capture for, or like the stand-in for Rocket, along with being one of the pirate dudes, or Ravager guys.
Yeah.
They have 2 panels, Saturday and Sunday.
That's going to be one you're going to queue up for early.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, my plan is to watch it on Dragon Con TV.
That's a great plan. Yeah. And that's another perk of Dragon Con. All the big panels that you'd have to otherwise wait hours to get into are aired on closed circuit TV at the host hotels.
Yeah. I am looking forward to the FSL Tonight podcast, which Brian and I went to see last year and was very fun. And we get to go this year, thankfully. It doesn't conflict with anything I'm on. Let's see. Oh, there's a seminar, one of the writing seminars, with called Them's Fightin' Words. My dog and my to emphasize, my dog is growling. And it's Janine Spendlove and Timothy Zahn are the instructors for that writing workshop. So I think that will be very useful for me, since I don't like writing action scenes. And then there's some of the authors panels, the A New Trope with Christy Golden, Tim Zahn, and David Farlan, a.k.a. Dave Wolverton. Talking about
be a good one.
Tropes in Star Wars. And they're also the EU Legends author edition, talking about, you know, the Legends verse and all of that. And I know we will all be going to the Appreciating Aaron Alston and A.C. Crispin panel, which will be sad, but also hopefully a good time talking about their history.
Yeah, that's I'm hoping it isn't too somber, because I know Aaron Alston in particular would hate the idea of a panel at Dragon Con in his memory being a very solemn and somber and sad occasion.
Which is why we're all going to be wearing Hawaiian shirts.
Yes, if you are at Dragon Con that Saturday for that panel, it's Aloha shirts for Aaron Alston.
I thought it was Sunday.
Sunday.
It's Sunday.
Okay. You guys will have to record that one, since I won't be able to be there.
Aw.
Yes, I will be wearing my Avengers dress with my Hawaiian shirt over it, and possibly my Imperial leggings to complete the look.
Oh, Rhea, I forgot to mention this one at 8:30 a.m. on Friday, bright and early. All going to be at something really interesting.
We are, and I don't know how I ended up doing this.
Because Kelly Sue DeConnick
and Janine Spendlove, the Geek Girls Run.
Yay!
A 2-mile run or walk, which I'll be doing.
Yeah, me too.
To celebrate geeky pursuits and women in geek fandoms and such. And it's put together by Janine Spendlove and the Geek Girls Run group. And apparently special guest and awesome person Kelly Sue DeConnick will be in attendance.
Yeah, she usually hosts, but she frequently hosts a morning walk at conventions, which is why I was like, oh, are you doing it at Dragon Con? And then we found out, oh, she's teaming up with Geek Girls Run, and there's a run involved. It should be pretty cool, though.
Yeah. This will be a nice way to kick off the first official full day of Dragon Con.
I will be walking.
As will I. Because it's Atlanta, and it's hot.
And I don't want to run uphill.
No.
I'll be running and hate myself later.
I'm from Florida. We don't have hills or any inclines at all.
And on the other side of that night is Suits, Sinatra, and Star Wars. A
swanky cocktail party.
Swanky costume party that the Star Wars track folks are putting on. Dress up dapper, show up, have a cocktail, and enjoy some jazz.
What time is that?
10 o'clock.
Oh, good. So you can make it to the Carol Chorus meetup.
When is that?
8:30 p.m. on Friday.
Oh.
Where
is that?
Hyatt Hanover F.
Oh, okay.
Noted. Okay, Carol Chorus.
Is it
Chorus
on the schedule?
It is. Oh. It's under the, I think it's under the comic book track.
Okay. Do you have to be familiar with Carol to go, or can anyone go?
I mean, I don't think they're going to be testing you at the door. We don't approve of.
We don't approve of that sort of gatekeeping here.
Exactly.
I don't read comics. You get out. Get out.
Well, you should read.
Hey,
you could read the first issue.
I told you this is why I want Captain Marvel to be a movie, so I can appreciate the character on the screen.
Aw.
Don't aw me.
You can read the first arc.
Don't aw me.
The first arc's only like 4 issues, and it's really cool.
Oh my god. What?
There's capable ladies all over the place, and planes, and all sorts of fun stuff. I have it on my iPad.
I'm shocked.
Just give in, Nancy. Just give in.
I don't like comics. No one understands.
Nope. We do not.
That's fine.
Oh, dear. Moving over to Sunday. Applied Science and Star Wars. Nancy, one of your friends is running this panel.
Or not running. She's on
the
it.
Panel.
Yep. And that should be pretty cool. I'm looking forward to it. She's kind of a biology anthropologist type person. So she was asking on Twitter for suggestions of topics to brush up on. And I suggested the different planetary environments, especially the desert planets, because I'm kind of fascinated with the whole sand people thing after reading Kenobi and just living in the desert period. Yeah.
Exciting stuff there.
Yes.
And Monday, we really only have one thing on our schedule, which is the final panel you're on, A New Hope, Who Was Luke Skywalker?
Awesome.
Yes. Correct. Anything else you're looking forward to hitting up at the con, Bria?
There's an Arrow panel I want to go to because they've got some pretty cool guests there. I think I'm going to go to the one Saturday afternoon. It's Arrow. It's complicated, which is a very accurate description of that show.
Nice.
I think there, everything else I'm signed up for mostly photo shoots I have to go to. Including one I'm organizing. So if you're going to Dragon Con and you have an expanded universe costume, contact me. Sunday morning. Be there. Hilton back steps.
I'll be there.
9:30 a.m. if you're not dead.
I'll be there too, but
we're capable ladies.
It's true. Hey, Brian, you can put together a costume and be a capable guy, I guess.
I've been trying to get him to make a freaking Corrin costume so he can be my husband for like years, but instead Brandon's gonna be my husband next year, so haha.
Oh.
Well, it's this year. That's the wonders of cosplay, Brian. You can be anyone's husband any year.
Yeah. Oh, is he doing one this year?
I think he's doing his well, the only Corrin costume he has is the one that involves blonde hair, and his hair is decidedly not blonde right now.
Okay.
But I think he's taking a note from Tumblr, and he's gonna do the Captain cosplay thing with like the emergency supply vest.
Oh.
I don't know if you guys saw that on Tumblr or not.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. And yeah. I mean, it is Dragon Con, which is like the great costuming con.
Mm-hmm.
So what costumes do we all have that we're bringing this year?
Bria?
Yeah, my list will take a while. Do you guys want to go first?
Okay. Well, obviously I'm bringing Mirax. And my costume for the cocktail party, which will be my wedding dress. And I also have a costume with Brian. We are going to go as Emmett and Wildstar from the Lego Movie.
That'll be fun.
It will.
Let's see. I'm bringing my suit for the Suits and Sinatra party, and the Emmett costume, obviously. I'm still debating whether or not to go through with a Prime Order for one last minute costume.
Well, yes. The time is running out, Brian.
The costume would
do it.
The costume would be a District 12 training shirt, a purple vest, a fez, what was the number?
24601.
A fez, a loaf of bread, and a dialogue bubble that says "All this for a loaf of bread."
Well, you need to make stuff this weekend, so you need to decide if we're going to do it or not, because I'm not making it for you.
Okay.
Do it.
The costume components are $45. Should I do it? Yes, let's do it. I'm going to place the order tonight.
And you need to make dialogue bubbles for you.
I will make dialogue bubbles.
Okay,
so I have two costumes now.
Okay.
All right, everybody get comfy. We're going through Bria's list.
Sorry. If it makes you feel any better, I'm going to start the weekend out by wearing a Tashi Station t-shirt on Thursday.
Yay.
Does that help? Okay, let's see. Friday morning, I have an old school New Mutants Danny Moonstar costume that I will be wearing. And if you are at the Clone Wars and Rebels panel, you will see me slide into the panel with like 30 seconds to spare while wearing that costume. Sorry, I don't have time to change. And then for the second half of the day, I decided to bring down my Marisai FL costume because that is super comfy and I like having a lightsaber. Saturday, I have a Psylocke costume that is based upon a design done by Chris Anka. It's not the canon version. It's one he did because he felt like it. So if you've never seen his costume designs, you are missing out. He does some really cool shit. Doing that. And then in the afternoon, I am bringing back my Emperor's Hand Mara Jade costume because the last thing I want to do is disappoint Tim Zahn. Also because I am sincerely hoping that at another point he will send me after an audience heckler because that was a great picture. What else do I have? I made a Star Wars dress randomly to wear Saturday night because I got bored and had some fabric.
Ooh.
That's a lie. I didn't have the fabric. I went and bought it. I wanted to make a Star Wars dress because I was bored. Where was I Saturday? Sunday, there we go. I am doing a winter costume from the Agent of Empire comic book. So if you've ever seen the fabulous panel of What's-His-Face kissing Winter's hand and going, "Oh, Princess Leia, you've grown more beautiful," and Leia making the most perfect stink face ever. I'm doing that costume. And my friend Nicole is going to do the Leia to match it. In the afternoon, I'm doing another Danny Moonstar costume, but this is of her as a Valkyrie from back in the early days. And then for Sunday night / Shield shenanigans, I am breaking out my good old Maria Hill costume to kick butt, take names, steal Hydra's booze, the usual. And that's it.
Exciting. Yay costumes. And if you are at Dragon Con, do remember, if you're over the age of 18, after hours, there are some amazing costumes to go see in the lobbies. So yes. Do go check that out. Anything else we're looking forward to? And is anybody panicking that we are about a week away?
Yes.
I'm not panicking. I'm excited. Yay, Dragon
Con! I'm panicking. See, no. I'm panicking because I need... Something has not gotten here yet that I need to finish my costume.
Uh-oh.
And it needs to get here because I'm going to panic if it doesn't.
Ew, that's not fun.
No.
I need to try out my pink and blue hair.
Oh, did you go with the streaks like I suggested?
Yes. But I have to cut them because they're really long.
Yeah.
But so I need to try them out this weekend.
Yes, so this weekend will be costume trial run weekend.
Yes. I have to also paint my hoodie.
And stay tuned on the blog and our Twitter feed for many pictures.
It's kind of funny trying to paint a hoodie to match a very abstract and random pattern. I'm like, should I actually try to match the movie outfit or just go Van Gogh and just go whatever? We'll see.
So yes.
It's cosplay. Yeah. What you want.
It's cosplay. It's exciting. It's Dragon Con. We're going to be there. And don't forget, like we did last year, we've got a field recorder. We're going to be recording panel audio and uploading them the day of. So keep an eye on your iTunes and Stitcher feeds to get...
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just wondering if we're recording random panels in your guys' hotel room. Or not panels, random podcasts in the hotel room like last year.
We will have the gear.
If we have time.
Okay. I know I'm not staying with you guys this year, but I just want to make sure so I don't stumble into one by accident and say really ridiculous stuff.
But that's fun.
I wouldn't be surprised if it happens again this year. We will have the mixer, we will have the microphones, and it could very easily happen.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I have a mixer I could return to you, Brian.
I think you should keep it, because we're about to slide in to Ask Us Anything, where an appropriate question has been asked. Riorin asks, women of odd enthusiasms, plan to continue, or is it officially over?
Don't look at me.
Oh, you're one of the hosts, so I can't say anything.
I would not say it is officially over.
They're on hiatus.
I would say that there is always an opportunity for it to continue again, but given that half of the hosting team was, writing a dissertation before, and now both halves of the hosting team are probably going to be very busy with work. I'm tempting to speak for Emily. I know I've been very busy with work. Hiatus. Yeah. Sorry for all five of you who listened to us.
It'll return someday. It will.
You can just do like a random podcast every once in a while. It'll be like Homestar Runner.
It'll update when it updates. and the final question. What is the best form of chocolate? Chips, bars, cakes, hot cocoa, or what?
Cake.
I would disagree. Brownies.
Ooh.
Can I get chocolate cake with chocolate chips and chocolate ice cream on top of it?
Oh. Yes. We have found Nirvana. We have found Nirvana.
Although
some hot chocolate syrup too, that'll be good.
Although there is something to be said about the very traditional Oreo.
True.
You can't go wrong with an Oreo.
But why settle for an Oreo when you can have everything?
When you can have two Oreos.
Or four.
Yes. All right.
Or when you can have cookies and cream ice cream.
Now I want ice cream. We better stop the show now before.
Yeah,
before
Dragon Con's too close.
We don't have any ice cream. Sorry.
All right. Bria, where can we find you online?
You can find me on Twitter at ChaosBria, or you can find me on Tumblr, Corellia, or bus.tumblr.com. Or if you are so inclined, you can check out my geek fashion site, whitehotroom.com.
I've always wondered, where did Corellia or Bus come from? Because you're the Alderaan person.
Honestly?
Yeah.
About 2 years ago, Brandon and I were not at New York Comic Con, and we decided to troll our friends by changing our Tumblr names to things that were still kind of us, but people would not necessarily expect. And we kind of did an overhaul of our Tumblr pages, so we didn't mention our names on there, and then I just didn't change it back.
Okay.
As you do. All right, well, let's go ahead and wrap the show up there. This episode of Tashi Station Radio has been brought to you in part by Her Universe and Audible.com. Listeners to this show can get a free audiobook at Audible.com. And, of course, Her Universe, a great place to get geeky fashion wear. Check out the links. Keep the lights on the blog and the podcast. On Twitter, you can find us with the handles at Tashi_Station. That's the official show account. You can find Nancy with Nancy Pants, Nancy with an I. You can find me with Lane Winry, LaneWinree on Facebook. We are the Tashi Station Network. We're available on the iTunes Store and Stitcher. If you like what you hear, do leave a review. It helps us grow the show. You can find our columns and news at Tashi-Station.net. Thanks for listening to another episode, and we might catch you again next week. We'll see.
Bye.
Bye. This podcast has been brought to you by Majestic Giraffe Productions and is the official podcast of TashiStation.net. All Star Wars names, music, and logos are property of their respective trademark and copyright holders. Tashi Station Radio is not endorsed by Lucasfilm or any division of the company. Now go pick up some power converters.